The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got this on Twitter last night, Craig. I retweeted it from a woman. You should start following us. I feel like you need to know that my child is sitting on the toilet taking an S-bomb, repeatedly saying this.
Lawyers.
In that voice, too. He's got a voice.
Yeah, she's got a voice like that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe her child's 25. I don't know. So you are influencing the kids.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yeah.
You like that one, Tony?
That's great.
Get me out of this.
Yeah!
The smooth transition,
yeah,
too.
That's sitting on a toilet taking an S-bomb. That's a little too much information.
I know I retweeted it, but it was a girl.
Yeah.
It was a girl, and she was cute, too.
I can't, all that detail.
I don't know where she's from. Didn't really see her on her Twitter page.
Would have been just as cute if...
she's a cute lady, too,
right,
man.
The kid was saying something about
dump.
Craig, but
dump.
Yeah, he's sitting there taking a dump.
Dump.
So my kid's taking a dump.
She didn't say dump.
Imitating Craig.
She didn't say dump. It was brutal. But I had to retweet it because it said lawyers.
Oh, you missed it, Craig, but since you're the closest in proximity to Len Dog,
mm-hmm.
apparently he would jump if someone tickled his taint.
Yeah. We're talking about Brendan.
So,
I read an article about Brendan Fraser.
See what you miss?
When you see an opening.
Yes.
We want you to make him jump.
His pants are off now, actually. I think he's inviting it.
No, he's teasing. Yeah. He has his arms crossed. Yeah. He looks all guarded.
Yeah, he's sitting down. You can't see. I can see the side of his ass.
But he's not guarding that taint.
No, he's not guarding that.
Guarding the taint. I'll tell you, the best part about the word taint is explaining what it means to somebody. And I had to do that to my son last week. I didn't point to it. Don't get me wrong. But came up in conversation. What's a taint? I said, this is great.
Go get a hand mirror.
Did you say that's where you measure from?
That's what you should have said. Go get a hand mirror.
I did a couple of jokes. Taint the balls, taint the butt, that kind of stuff.
Right,
you
that's
know?
Where SAG guys go after Brendan Fraser.
There you go. Yeah, that's
for his goading
I'll
moves.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah. How many more people had
superstar
Billy Graham? Not superstar.
Oh, no, okay.
He didn't die. If he dies, like the next day, that would LD would just blow his mind. He's so pissed off at Deadpool
Billy
players.
Graham,
no, Deadpool players. They can't read or something.
Well, let's see. We are in the M's. Nobody hates his customers more than LD.
I know. The monster he created.
It's just that one person that puts last name in the first name spot and puts the first name and a last
name. Like Graham
spot.
Billy.
Yeah. It's like, it says first name. You fill in the box. It's his last name. But no, every one of their list, they do backwards.
I'll take your word for it.
You'd think people would read.
You'd think so.
Yeah. We're fortunate that we get to deal with all the cool people.
Yeah.
We never take any crap.
Oh, yeah.
I just would not have kind words if I ever met them in person.
Some of the 586 players that had Billy Graham include, but are not limited to, motorboating the Diamond Bra.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Slice your face all up, man.
Mr. Dr. Professor Super Taster.
Too many titles.
Yeah.
Mustache rides. My boobs are real.
Well, that's when a guy's a mustache and somebody sits on it.
Screw that guy.
My boobs are real. My butta. My Dixie. I'm not even going to finish that one.
Yeah, we figured it.
Got like smashed pieces. Was in an accident.
Which one are we talking about now?
Wrecked
My Dixie.
Yes. Yeah,
you've done it before. Okay.
Yeah, you've done that one before.
Yeah, yeah. I started to, and I just couldn't finish.
Well, I think in context, it's
well, it wrecked in the solar system.
It's perfectly legal.
Yeah. It did wreck in the solar system.
Yeah. You wrecked them.
Very close to there. Well, there. My hubby's three balls got a hit.
Yeah, see, I want to know the story behind that one.
It's a wife whose hubby has three balls. Yeah. Pretty obvious.
It seems obvious, doesn't it?
Or a guy that his husband has three balls.
Could be.
Yeah,
it's also a clever phrase to make Craig say.
Yes, it is.
I like that one.
I like it too.
Sure.
Get that ready to go.
I thought maybe it was just a multi-sport athlete.
My penis is homeless. Gets a hit. As does my shining bedazzled anus. And my tender pink sock.
Your rectum.
My biological parents get a hit.
Oh. If you're new to the show, Craig's biological parents are dead. That's why it's funny, because let's just go with that. No, they didn't raise him, so he didn't know him. So
that's hilarious.
Before you think we're too sick.
Too late.
That's a good one.
No, the best part about it was, the best part about it.
Yeah. My biological parents was dead.
I think we proposed searching for them.
Years before that.
For about a decade before that.
And you didn't want to do it.
And then, go ahead. And then sometime in the last 10 years.
And they were young, too.
Yeah. That's best for them, though. For the bit.
For the bit. It's best for the show.
Right. It really is.
We found Tony's dad.
I need to call him.
Yeah, you need to call him.
No, what would have been best for the show? We would have talked to them.
We found Todd's son. That didn't work out either. So you're right. Yeah, it probably is better they're dead. It wouldn't have worked out.
And they would have been total dicks to you, and then we would have they would have died, and we could have celebrated.
We don't know which one. I think the dad probably wouldn't have cared, but the mom, who knows? We don't know.
The dad would have cared.
He would have cared.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Think so?
He was the one that was cheating, wasn't he?
Yes, he was the one that was cheating.
Right. Your mom was just he knocked up just a single girl, right? On the side, yeah. A little side action.
Craig was the product of a torrid love affair.
Oh.
Extramarital.
Love child, that's all he ever heard.
Yeah. Tony?
I was there.
You learned to hate the word?
I was there.
He had two pregnant women at the same time.
That's right. You're a torrid
affair
kid, too.
I got stepbrothers all running this town, and I don't know them. I think I got three others.
Really?
In this town.
He knocked up
in this town?
In this town.
How long was he?
So you got to be careful who you date.
Yeah.
How long was he at SAC?
Oh, he's there for a few years.
He was there for a few years? Yeah. Enough to knock up everybody in North Omaha?
Man, he was just rolling. Rolling stone.
He was. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died.
Oh, I love that song, man.
Keep going. Keep going. You got it.
Man,
do you talk to him at all?
No.
Or was the last time you talked to
on
him?
On our show.
On the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I called him one night.
But he tried to get a hold of you back in the fall, right?
I got to get his number. I got to find out where he's at.
When you say got to.
We got to call him back on the air.
That's not going to happen, probably. No. But I got to.
Why do you feel you got to?
No, I don't. I'm just messing. I'm just saying it, yeah.
Your mom and I think you shouldn't contact him, but I'll talk to her later about it. I know what's going on.
Benny died.
Let's see here. Did you watch the women's singles figure skating?
Nope. No. I did watch some Olympics last night. It's all the speed skating, which I think is pretty fascinating because they race.
And Me too.
The winner wins.
What I want
to know. The winner wins. That's it.
Has anybody ever died as a result of getting sliced by a speed skater blade?
I know.
Those things are massive. They're like skating on machetes.
Right.
Well, they're a foot and a half long.
Well, wow. I think what helps is they're all pros, but I think practicing to be a speed skater, people must die.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right, the guys that suck. The relay thing is just amazing. I don't know how they do that. At the time, the relay. Have you ever seen relay? I couldn't figure it out. 80 laps.
I was halfway paying attention.
Three guys on
a
team.
It was on.
Yeah, three guys on a team. You got to get in there. I guess there's like eight judges watching to figure it out.
So if it's 80 laps, they're using that little short track.
Short track, 80 laps.
Well, and I think the short track's only, 100 meters around?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They go on that short track in a hurry.
But, not many Americans were in this one because it was all the Asian countries and some northern, the chick won the Netherlands thing, but a speed skating school, but figure skating,
It's kind of like NASCAR, though. It's only good when they wreck.
No, because it goes so quick. NASCAR takes 5 hours.
But it is just round and round.
It is. But it's over so quick.
If somebody wrecks, they don't have a caution.
No.
And everybody has to slow down.
You wreck, you're done.
In the women's singles figure skating, the U.S. now has not won a medal in the event since the 06 games when Sasha Baron Cohen took a silver.
Didn't know he was in the Olympics.
Well, Sasha Cohen.
Yeah.
I assume her middle name was Baron.
Of course you do. Borat won.
In the women's singles figure skating. Last night, looking around for news, and I came across something that is not news, but Puss wants to put the pictures up of the dog that decided that the dildo was going to be his toy.
Oh, we did.
That's
dog,
so cute.
Dog toy or dildo is one of our bits on the show.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah. It was a little Twitter game.
Yeah.
What happened?
These two guys are foster parents of dogs
and dildos.
And
do you want to be adopted by two dudes with a dildo if you're a dog?
Does it matter? I don't think it matters to dogs.
No,
if you're a cat?
I'm thinking the worst, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
what if you're a llama?
Okay.
Why do two guys need a dildo?
Yeah.
Don't they have their own?
Yeah.
That's a question.
Sometimes you want to.
Mystery of the ages. Why do
sometimes
two guys
the other
need
guy's
a dildo?
Not around, Len.
Yeah, for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Why the hell else would they want one?
No, I'm with you on that. Maybe oral skills. Who knows?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you would know. Okay. You're right. I don't get why two guys need a dildo either. It'd be like two girls with a fake vagina. You know? I mean, like two girls with a, yeah.
Yeah.
With
one
a fleshlight.
One of the fleshlight things. Yeah.
So I think I did forget to send that over to.
I just found it.
He's going to put it up.
He's all over that.
This is wallpaper.
Oh, pegging. Oh, by the way, we got another pegging request.
You don't need something to peg. Really? I saw the word pegging. I figured another guy.
Yeah.
Another guy
wants
to
peg. Oh, I sent that on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I sent that on.
The other ladies should have to start picking it up for peg. What's your name again?
Oh, Mrs. Dick.
Yeah, Mrs. Dick, right. You other ladies got to start pegging your husbands if they want it. Mm-hmm. You know? One lady can't do it all.
Mrs. Dick is such a misnomer for her.
Yeah, you're right.
Because she does not.
No.
She seems to get it all the time.
Yeah.
You guys going to go to the CPAC summit this weekend?
I'm going to the CPAP summit.
That doesn't sound fun either.
No. Everybody sleeps really well, though.
Political action...
It's disgusting.
Pricks, yeah.
Some of the
conservative,
political action prop here coming in. He's just crazy. He said even the crowd was quiet for him because he was just going off the rails. All law enforcement's bad. Arm yourselves or we're dead. Hammering everything that we're supposed to like and respect the law. He was horrible, man. I heard him.
Yeah, that
in.
Was really tough to listen to.
Well, and I heard some of the crowd. I heard some reporter talk about it on the way in. They said even the crowd at CPAP were like not with him. Like, man, this isn't us. We can't be this guy. We can't be afraid of FBI, CIA, cops. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be for.
Right.
And against the commies. One guy, Scorbo was talking about the way in about Reagan. Reagan started CPAP, and he said it was about hating the communists then and backing our government. But LaPierre, since he doesn't have an enemy in the White House now, has to flip the script.
Yes.
And also heard that NRA TV and things is actually wading in the social issues now. So don't tell me it's just about guns. They're hating on stuff that progressives want. So he's just a nut job. And that chick who said that the media loves people getting shot, she's horrible.
Yeah.
I know
that is disingenuous.
Yes, it is disingenuous. Right.
That really means
so we'll shoot up more schools. You get good ratings. Good for both of us.
Right. Right. And, yeah. And,
disingenuous, right? It was
yes, very disingenuous.
She sold her soul. God, she's hot, but not inside.
Oh, you assume she has a soul.
Yeah, she's horrible. Horrible.
That's cute. Because right. She doesn't.
No. No, she doesn't.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
You can't sell what you ain't got.
No.
Well, who said there was somebody in the big house when all this was going down? It was a welcome distraction. more or less.
And what are you talking about?
All the big house. You know, it took the a little attention off the White House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, inside the White House. They said the shooting helped the White House avoid some stuff about Russia.
Oh, of course.
And and the Manafort and all that stuff. It's crazy. Yeah. Stay off Facebook.
Nice. Let's talk about Lindog's taint.
Yeah.
And how
how's
your Bitcoin, Len?
Right. Let's do that.
How he jumps when you touch it.
How's your coin purse?
I think they're both turnoffs, though. Right, we talked about Lindog's taint or the FBI. Let's do one or something else.
If that's ever a problem at home.
What?
You know, they might be in a romantic situation and accidentally gets touched. He jumps.
He jumps. Well. And farts.
Yeah. He's not even paying attention right now.
I was showing him my Bitcoin.
Yeah. Oh, you have? Physical Bitcoin?
No, he has Bitcoin.
Oh, okay.
No, I was showing him my
mythical
Bitcoin.
How much?
$7.15.
All right.
So he's still above where he was when he got it.
Yep.
Yeah. But it has been slowly declining over the past couple of weeks.
It dropped below that, and it came back up. Yesterday it was like $9, so it's dropped.
It's like a 401k. You got to write it out. When you finally quit, that's going to be upwards of $14. Yeah. You know that. When you finally give it up and cash it in when you're 65.
Mm-hmm. Pretty volatile.
Yeah, like I said, I need to actually buy something with it to complete the experience. But
you're right.
I don't know what I can buy for
$7. Right? Even coffee's more than that.
That's not going to get you many drugs on the black on the dark web.
No, you can actually buy it at Starbucks and stuff like that.
I think someone will buy it.
Just get a plain black coffee. It'll cost you $6.80, I think.
Yeah,
someone will tickle your taint for one Bitcoin. Yeah.
Sounds like there's an offer out there on the table. Yeah.
You can get a lot of taint tickling for a single Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure.
In this room.
Oh, yeah. Get in line.
Starting tomorrow, the Cinemark line of theaters, movie theaters, says that they will start banning large bags that go into the theaters. They say the size of the customers' bags will be limited to enhance security. Bags no larger than 12x6 will be allowed into the Cinemark theaters. There will be exceptions for diaper bags and medical devices.
Afraid of big guns going in there?
But any bag brought in by a customer may be subject to a search now.
You can't bring in your own Raisinettes anymore, man. They'll snag your ass. Yeah.
Nope. Well, just bring them in a smaller bag.
Yeah, man, it might help.
Well, they've started doing that at a lot of arenas.
Oh, no, it's
any place a large crowd gathers,
no,
I can see them doing that.
They're clear bags.
Clear bags.
They're clear bags.
But they also have a size limitation, too.
You know, they're clear bags. They hand them out there. You can buy them in sporting goods stores now. We had all went to that bowl game. Everybody had clear bags.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine because the women have a bunch of crap and they put in the clear bags.
Yeah. NFL. I know NFL stadiums
do that now, too.
You know, any place there's a big crowd.
College stadiums do it, too.
I don't know about you, but I feel safer when no guns are around. It's crazy, but I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we're used to, at least.
Yeah, it is what we're used to.
But, you know, I'm
like, I was at the airport. I was actually thinking about this because the shootings had happened, and then we were in the airport. And so I'm down in the at the gates, and I'm thinking, this is the safest place I'm at. Everybody just went through security.
Yeah.
And nobody in this place has a gun.
I know.
I'm a snow tart lib flake. I get that. But
understood.
Yeah.
And yes, you are. Yeah. Google researchers say they can use artificial intelligence to predict the risk of a heart attack or stroke just by looking at the blood vessels in a person's retina.
That's what you need.
Yeah, what you don't know, that's good.
No, I know that, but what if you get? Yeah, you're right. That's a good idea.
They were able to predict which patients would have a heart episode in the next 5 years.
Wow. Oh my God.
70% accuracy.
Wow. How paranoid are you, though? Yeah. The rest of those five years.
Yeah.
Look at my eyes. Well, no, don't look at my eyes.
Do I got pink eye? What's going on with this eye?
That is as accurate as more invasive measures that draw blood.
70%. So in the next 5 years, 70% of the time you might have a heart attack, 30% you're not, or all the time.
No.
I love science. I love science, but you don't talk about.
No, you are bastardizing the numbers if you can imagine that.
75%. I'm with you. I like science, but we always tell
they
Todd
can predict not to with check 70% WebMD. Accuracy whether or not you will have a heart episode in the next 5 years.
Well, once they spot the blood vessels, can you change your lifestyle right away and lower that number?
You're asking too many questions.
Yeah, I want that stuff. Dr. Mina will know.
Ask someone who has a clue.
Yeah.
Ask someone that perhaps wrote in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering.
If I had asked anybody in this show, make sure they have a clue before I ask them, we'd be here all day.
What exactly are we looking for?
The Nature Biomedical Engineering.
No, you mean
journal.
Todd went through some self-diagnosis today.
Yeah. Are we looking at blood vessels in the eyes or
specifically in the retina?
Let's look at Petey's today.
So this
good luck finding them.
Your friend just can't look at your eyes and say, dude, you're going to have a heart attack in about 3 years.
Well, your friend would have to know what they were looking for.
Okay.
It's like, dude, you've got a retina. Wait a minute. Which one's the retina?
Right.
That guy's not going to help.
No, unless your buddy stared you in the eyes too long, it's like, uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, for him.
Yeah. So would you have to go to an ophthalmologist, an optometrist to get that kind of information?
I knew this was going to happen. Because Todd's WebMD guy, man. Yeah. He's going to go get checked today.
No, you go to the guy that's got a little place at the let's go to the strip mall or the hotel. You go to the guy that's got a little machine in the hotel.
A bloodletter.
It could be.
Just a traveling bloodletter.
Yeah.
You put a leaf
find there. The guy who wants to stick a needle in your eye in the hotel.
All right.
Stick a needle in your eye.
Yeah. Or an apartment in Brooklyn or something like that. Like
he's got a special magnifying glass.
I'll check your eye.
Yeah.
I'll check your eye.
That's the guy to look for.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't put out fear-mongering stories like that. Unless you can tell us where we can go get checked.
Where's the fear?
You knew Todd would be correct.
Where's the fear?
We're all going to have heart attacks in the next 5 years. That's the fear.
No. It's only 70%.
Yeah.
So no one said that either.
You said 70%.
You did. 70%.
70% accuracy.
That means
the
70%.
Test has. The test is 70% accurate.
Where do we get the test? You didn't tell us
I told you, man. I should be up all night.
It's artificial intelligence.
What the hell is
it? And it's researchers.
That's
this
no
this
answer.
Is still research.
Well, then throw that story away.
Throw away research?
Put that story away right
throw
now.
Throw away research?
It's all complete, and you can answer some questions.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hypochondriacs.
We'll never get the story out.
Todd and his hypochondriac group are, by the way, going to be pissed off all day long, all weekend.
We are.
They need to stop researching.
I think I'm a hypochondriac, and Todd has me hands down.
Oh, that was ridiculous, and remains so.
Yeah. Tony, look at his eyes.
I mean,
and tell him.
Let me check your brown eye. That's the eye I always check, Todd.
No, do that with Linda, so you can make him jump.
Your rectum.
There's no heart history in your family, is there?
They all have them.
Yeah, no, both my dad and my grandfather lived until 92, and it wasn't hearts. But, you know, by that point, I think you just...
My grandfather...
You have heart history, right?
Massive heart attack
right.
when he was in his early 50s, my grandfather.
Yeah.
So that's why I want some answers.
Your eyes look glassy, but it's because it's 6:20 Central Time, and everybody's eyes here look glassy.
Yeah, and don't forget, Grandpa cooked everything in pure lard, too.
That's
a
good point.
Yeah.
Good point. But Grandpa didn't do meth.
Do you know that?
It wasn't because he didn't want to.
That was one of my favorite stories. A buddy of mine talking about who's going to live the longest. And I said, our dads are pretty old. He goes, our dads didn't do meth. And I thought, oh, geez, you're
if
right.
They did. Man, they were some pioneers.
Yes.
Good point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.